Do it quickly. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Do it quickly. Jesus taught his disciples, and he taught them beautifully, beneficially, lovingly. And the disciples oftentimes were incomprehensive of what Jesus was doing and how Jesus was teaching. And they wanted to have it done their way. They thought that Jesus should go out and be the king of the world, the king of the universe, the king of all. They thought that Jesus should go out and make everybody on earth whole and perfect. They thought Jesus should go out and do these wonderful, magical things that they knew he could do. And they wanted him to do that. And nothing they could do could force him to do it. And so one day, and Judas thought, I know, I'll push him into doing something. And so he said, Jesus is able to be invisible. Jesus is able to have anything turn any direction he wants to. He can allow or not allow anything to happen that he wants. It's all his choice. So I'm going to sort of make a deal here. I'm going to go and tell the authorities where Jesus is. And I'm going to say, if you come to this spot and you see me kiss somebody, that'll be Jesus. And so they came to the spot. And he was given some money to make it even more effective, his 30 pieces of silver. But the thing is, they came. And they said, are you Jesus? And he said, yes. And then they took him into custody, and they strung him up, and they gave him all this difficulty. And they tried to say, you want to be the king of the Jews? Yeah, I know. And Jesus said, so you say. And they said many other things about him, and he said, so you say. He did not admit to any of those things, because that was really not what he wanted. He was not going to be the king of the Jews. He was the king of the Jews. He was not going to heal and treat and bless everybody. He has already healed and treated and blessed everybody. He could not say that he was anything or that he was not anything, because he was everything. He taught in this way. Now, when Judas came to him and at the dinner table and said to him that he wanted to give him a kiss, Jesus read his mind and knew what he was going to do, how he was going to bring this test forth. And this was part of the game that Jesus had indeed planned overall. But he said to Judas, to strengthen him in his purpose, go and do it quickly. Because he knew that if Judas even stopped to think about it for a moment, he would not do it, because that was not the way that the Master Jesus taught. He taught peace. He taught gentleness. He taught lovingness. He taught unconditional love. He taught everything is in the now. He said, it is done unto you according to your belief. He said, wherever your mind is, that is what you're experiencing. Wherever your thought is, that's what the world about you is reflecting in your world. Whatever is going on, that's what you are. Now, what do you want to be? Where do you want to be? How do you want to be? What is important to you? Well, his disciples didn't always understand that. They didn't understand exactly what he wanted of them. He said to Peter, as he was out on the sea and the sea was rough, he said, be still. And the waves were still. And he walked on the water, quite a feat, in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And he told Peter, come. And Peter came, and he walked on the water. But the moment he doubted and looked down and saw that he was walking on water, which was incomprehensible for him, he began to sink. And Jesus again had to take his hand and hold it and help him. Peter was not yet ready to walk on his own. He was not yet ready to go on his own. And they were so dependent on Jesus that he said, I must go so the Comforter can come, so that you will begin to depend on the divine within yourself. We have this test thrown upon us. When we reach the age of going off on our own, whether it's 18 or 21, we leave home and we're on our way, maybe even earlier than that, maybe later. It doesn't matter. We leave the nest. We leave the protection, we leave the guidance, we leave the support of our family, and we go off and prove ourselves. We must go so the Comforter can come. For if we don't stand on our own feet and do our own thing and enjoy our own life, we will never know how great we are. Peter never did know how great he was because he always depended upon everything outside of him. Paul, in his work, he depended on everything outside of him. He wanted to make a moral society. He wanted to teach people morality rather than spirituality. And as he taught them morality, they violated that morality time and again. And the few moments that he taught them spirituality, the few moments that he brought them into the spiritual level, as Jesus had taken 3 years to bring his disciples to a spiritual level, at those moments they were lifted up. These were his finest acknowledgments. These were his finest recognition of the divinity within each of us. We have the privilege and the opportunity to hear the Bible stories. To hear the Bible stories not only of the Bible of the Christians, the Bible of the Jews, the Bible of the Hindus, the Bible of all cultures under the sun. We have the opportunity to hear them. And they all say the same thing. Man, know thyself. And when we know ourselves, then we will have fulfilled the teachings of the great religious leaders of the world. For they say, stand upon principle, and you stand upon the only thing that matters. Jesus said, stand upon principle. You can say, I stand upon principle. But rather than saying, I stand upon principle, stand upon it, and be it, and demonstrate it in and through your life, in every marvelous, beautiful, fantastic way. For you are the principle now. Jesus taught that. All religions teach it. Now it's up to us to live it. Delight in it, benefit from it, and have the greatest life in the world. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.